Chapter 63. In those days, the mighty and the kings who possess the earth will implore that he might give them a little respite from the messengers of his punishment, to whom they have been delivered, that they might fall down and worship in the presence of the Lord of Spirits, and that they might confess their sins before him. And they will bless and glorify the Lord of Spirits and say, "Blessed is the Lord of Spirits and the Lord of Kings, and the Lord of the Mighty and the Lord of the Rich, and the Lord of Glory and the Lord of Wisdom. Your power exposes every secret thing from generation to generation, and your glory is forever and ever. Unfathomable and innumerable are all your secrets, and your righteousness is beyond reckoning. Now we know that we should glorify and bless the Lord of the Kings, and Him who reigns over all kings." And they will say, "We wish that we might be given respite, that we might glorify and praise and make confession in the presence of your glory. And now, we long for a little respite and do not find it. We pursue it and do not lay hold of it. And light has vanished from our presence, and darkness is our dwelling forever and ever. For in his presence we did not make confession, nor did we glorify the name of the Lord of the Kings. Our hope was on the scepter of our kingdom and our own glory. But it does not save us on the day of our affliction and tribulation, nor do we find respite to make confession that our Lord is faithful in all his works, and his judgment, and his justice. And his judgments have no respect of persons. And we pass away from before his face on account of our works, and all our sins are righteously reckoned." Now they will say to themselves, "Our souls are full of ill-gotten wealth, but it does not prevent us from descending into the flame of the torture of the netherworld." And after that, their faces will be filled with darkness and shame in the presence of that Son of Man. For they will be driven from his presence, and a sword will abide before him in their midst. This is what the Lord of Spirits says:
"This is the law and the judgment of the mighty, and the kings, and the exalted, and those who possess the earth, in the presence of the Lord of Spirits."